very professional and focused performance. A performance that in possession, first half, we were outstanding in possession. We really hurt them and carved them up and got the ball wide quick. We had a lot of quick switches, got the ball wide, throw our full backs and throw our two wide players, Joe and Danny, and really hurt them first half. Second half, you know, undeservedly went 1-0 up, deservedly. Second half, it was a different game. I told them at half time, listen, you know, this team now is not going to sit in, they've got to go and grab a win and grab an equaliser, so they're going to come at you, but now we've got to show a different side of us. Out of possession, we've got to be functional, we've got to be organised, we've got to be structured, and they really got a head of steam up for 15 minutes until really Kelvin Atuan come up and Duffy was causing us problems in the hole, very good player in the hole, and he started causing a few problems, so Kelvin come up and just snuffed that problem out straight away, and it's great to sort of get him back and in the fold.
The new boy, Joseph Dudu, down the right-hand side, he was telling all afternoon, wasn't he, when he was on, he really did put a shift in.
Yeah, I was delighted. You know, he's very unpredictable. He's a player that gets you excited, you know, when he's on the ball and he's in that last third, he gets you excited because he can do things that other players can't. And he's quick, you know, when he opens his legs, he's quick. And I can tell I'm going to enjoy working with him and spending some time with him. But functionally, you know, obviously he's come from Leicester, where Claudio and Craig Shakespeare do a lot of defensive structural work, and you can tell, you know, he did a great structural function for the team, first half and second half. Can't remember their fullback ever making an impact on the game, Binham Williams, and Kayati, who is the real sort of standout performer in the games we've watched, didn't make an impact on the game whatsoever. So Joe Riley and Joe, you know, competed well in that, so I was delighted. So now he's made a big impact on today's game in and out of possession, and delighted for him because he's been playing 21's football, and you can see it's not really stimulus anymore for Joe. He wants to be in front of a crowd, he wants to feel an atmosphere, and he wants to feel there's some important points to play for, which there has been today, and he's, you know, justified us bringing him in.
And the game, the way it panned out, 1-0, they're always going to try and throw men forward. But defensively, I don't think you've been as solid as that all season, have you? Not from what I've seen, anyway.
We was good down at Colchester, yeah. That was a real digging performance. And Walsall, it was down there. But, yeah, lately we've been a little bit flaky at times. But the resolve today was fantastic. The way we've, drawn on to us. And second half, we could have a few goals. You know, Kelvin Atuhi's at the bar. Pewey's had a close effort. And on the rebound, Leon Clark's, you know, missed one. The penalty claim, you know, second half. Leon Clark, he's 11 goals to the good. He gets in the box. He's just going to shoot. And I'm not having it that he's fell over. I've not seen it yet, so I might be wrong, but I'm just common sense-wise tells you that he's not going to fall over there. And you know, when he's got a chance for to get 12 goals, so yeah, you know, I'm delighted with the performance, and yeah, we showed some real resolve and real character to keep a very, very good, stubborn Burton team pegged back.